are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. The propitiation for our sins is the title of this devotion. Here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, it says, "And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world." Now, I want to encourage you today to realize what Jesus is for you. Not just what he has done, but what he is for you. You see, what he has done is what he is for us at the Father's right hand, where he is ever the same, yesterday, today, and forever, to make real in our experience everything he has done. He is the one who began it, introduced it, and now reveals it into us. He is the beginning and he is the end. He is the author and the completer, the finisher, the perfecter. He is the one who brought it into existence through the knowledge of himself that he now from the Father's right hand imparts to us, as it says in 1 John 4:18, "As he is with the Father, so are we in this world." And one of the great things I've talked to you about this week is that we have an advocate. He's our advocate. We have Jesus as our righteousness, Jesus Christ the righteous, and that he is our propitiation. You see, God has provided him as the Lamb of God to be our propitiation. God's love is perfectly displayed in that Jesus is our propitiation. Propitiation means merciful, really. But the word describes, it's a combination of two words together. The word describes that Christ, through his sacrificial death, appeased the wrath of God on account of sin. That's the fundamental nature of what it displays. That Christ's sacrificial death appeased the wrath of God on behalf of our sins. Now, that is the description of propitiation. That's why mercy is a description of it, but it has a greater depth to it. You see, his death has given a covering for sin. Because of the atoning death of Christ, God can be merciful to the sinner who believes in him, so that reconciliation is effected. It's God's mercy that he appeases the wrath of God concerning our sin nature and our acts of sin. He appeases that, and now we can reconcile. If you cannot stop people being offended with you, you cannot reconcile with them, because the offense keeps that from happening. And Jesus Christ was crucified for our offenses. He was bruised for our iniquity. Really, that word offenses has to, in its nature, is the word transgression, which the word transgression means rebellion. Our nature was in rebellion against God's nature, seeking self, pleasing self, being self-conscious. My will, what I want, what I need. I'm going to follow my desires, my wants, my needs. I'm going to throw a fit if I don't get what I want. I get angry if you try to take it from me or if you stand in my way. That is all self. That is rebellion against God's nature. And that nature creates separation. But Jesus is the propitiation. He appeases the wrath of God against that nature so that reconciliation is possible. And that is a phenomenal power difference. And if we, for example, go to Romans chapter 3, oh, how I love these thoughts. I know you hear me say that statement often, but I do. I love these thoughts. I love this. If you think of Romans chapter 3, verse 21. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely, being declared not guilty freely, being declared blameless freely, by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as the propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because of his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Now, nobody can say to God, when he declares you blameless and righteous and holy in his sight, that God's being unfair, because he doesn't punish you for your sin. Why? How come God isn't unfair by declaring you blameless when he hasn't punished you? Because Jesus was punished for us. That is the power of him being our propitiation. He bore the wrath of God. He appeased the wrath of God. How did he do that? In that when he suffered the judgment that was due us, he bore it sweetly by the eternal Spirit, by which he offered himself without blemish to the Father when he bore the wrath against our sin, when the nails were put through his hand and his feet, when his back was plowed, when his body was mutilated, and he offered his body to God in suffering God's wrath against our sin. And the Spirit by which he offered himself is what appeased the wrath of God. Nobody could do this. Nobody could do this except the blameless, innocent Lamb of God, who, like a lamb to the slaughter, did not open his mouth, but gave himself willingly. And that Spirit by which he offered himself is what appeased the wrath of God. What caused the wrath of God? His holy law. His holy law that we by nature violate, and by nature are contrary to, and by nature contradict and oppose and reject and get offended and angry by. And he bore God's wrath to that rebellious nature when he suffered the punishment of the law. And that Spirit by which he offered himself is the very Spirit of propitiation that he now imparts into you to help set you free. That is the power of his blood. His propitiation is the power of his blood, or his blood is the power of his propitiation. His self-sacrificial nature, that sweet Spirit by which he offered his blood, by which he bore the wrath, that Spirit is what he now imparts into you to set you free from condemnation, to set you free from guilt and shame, to set you free from feeling unworthy. And he doesn't just give it once. He continuously keeps manifesting it in you to keep you free, so you can enjoy boldness to enter into the presence of the Father with a true heart, with a heart sprinkled from an evil conscience, and in sincere faith of total acceptance and being well-pleasing to the Father, and having a body washed with the pure water of his Holy Spirit, Hebrews 10:22, and you live in that communion with the Father, and God is declared righteous in giving that to you and me because of the propitiation. It's absolutely unfathomable glory. It's unfathomable glory, folks. It is more wonderful than the human mind can comprehend. So in closing here in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not make us, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Scarcely for righteous men one would die, yet perhaps for a good man some would even dare die. But God, demonstrating his own love toward us in that while we were yet ungodly, sinners, Christ died for us. Much more, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled. So he died for the ungodly, for the sinner, and for the enemies. We've been reconciled through the death of his son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. That is the power of his propitiation. His propitiation is the eternal spirit by which he offered himself without blemish to the Father and appeased the wrath of God. You know, the Bible says that when we refuse to accept Christ, we are children of wrath. What is the wrath of God? That you feel dead, separated from him, lost in your sin. You feel the pain of guilt. You feel the pain of shame. You feel the pain of failure. And you can't walk free from it. Why not? Because you have not yet accepted that sacrifice. You see, through his one sacrifice of himself, he forever overcame and deprived sin of power over all who received that sacrifice. That is the power of his propitiation. Oh, my dear friends, we have propitiation through the blood. It says it here, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, to demonstrate that he declares anyone who receives Christ as holy and right in his sight, because the price Jesus paid, God says, is enough for me to let go of my offense against you. And when you come into that favor, that grace of acceptance through the beloved, you come into that favor and you live in it day and night, and the devil's got nothing against you because God is for you, and sin has no more claim on you because you're living in that perfect righteousness that Jesus enjoys with the Father, that he now reveals in you by the Holy Spirit. You live in the power of his propitiation, where people can attack you about your failings of the past, and yet it cannot penetrate your conscience to make you feel condemned, because that blood has covered you. That is propitiation, atonement, covering, appeasement. Wow. Wow. It's amazing, isn't it? Amen. Have a good day.